Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here to do a lot of healings with you tonight and just basically talk about healings in general. And one of those would be why people don't heal. So this could be interesting. We'll talk about that because everybody kind of wonders that. Why sometimes, at a certain age, maybe you heal much quicker than you do now. And we'll try to get into that topic. So if you'd like to, ask some questions on the fast chat, you can too. So what we're first going to do now is entity releases from people. And then we'll get into the topic here. So here we go. Taking away entities from the bottom of your feet, going to the top of your head. And there we go. And working now around our knee area. And now we're moving up to our waist. These are the entities that have kind of got attracted to you. And there we go, some more. Going up now to where our body organs are, our chest cavity. And working now our shoulders, arms, fingertips. And more going up to the top of our head now. And we'll bring in more of your spirit energy to you. So it's nice to feel the people online. A lot of you have, from when I first started this show, working with people, the energy felt very, very low. And now when I get on these radio programs, it feels like most people are probably at least, double that in their body, so maybe 40 to 50%, which is just wonderful. Remember, most people are about 20, so whatever you can be above 20, you're doing awfully well. So here we go. Going to bring some more of this energy to you, of your spirit. Remember, your spirit leaves through the traumas and pains and just daily situations here. In life, it doesn't work in judgment, so when you force judgment upon it, negative energies that way, then as you become emotional, then it has to leave because it can't stay with you. And then entities come forward and do goofy things to you, and maybe use the people around you. And that could be any situation that you're dealing with, and what they bring on is situations, too. And we all know about certain situations that we've experienced with other people and yourself. So here we go. We're going to now bring more of you back into your body. So here it comes, stronger. And your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just put some music on and let you just kind of sit back and relax here. Feel your spirit in your body. Just feel the way your body's feeling now because you're resonating at a much higher level of consciousness with your spirit.
Okay.
We'll see if our co-host Sylvia is out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out and around somewhere?
Hi, I'm here. Welcome, everyone, to our program today on Monday, December 8th. And we're very happy to have you here with us. And we hope that many of you will be able to get on the Fast Chat, which is very easy to do. If you just click on the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, then you can select the link that says BBS Fast Chat, and that will bring up a window for you that you can use to communicate with us during the hour for your questions and your requests. So as Ron mentioned in the beginning of the hour, in case you weren't quite with us yet, today we are going to talk about the topic of why people have a hard time healing, or what prevents healing from taking place, why it's difficult, or why sometimes, despite all your efforts to heal, healing doesn't seem to happen. So I will just, turn it back over to you, Ron, to continue on with the introduction to today's program.
Okay, so I want to just go sideways slightly here, because yesterday was December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, so you may have felt maybe kind of distraught or not really at peace during that day. So what we're going to do now is a healing for the soldiers, whoever they would be, in World War II, and also in other wars. We'll have the lightship come now and, number one, take away their emotional bodies, send them back to the earth plane. And number two, if their spirit is in trauma, traumatized from that war and wars since then, and even previous wars, we'll have these divine beings to come and help them to get released and put back into the light here. So you can bring up, if you wish, the light being on your monitor screen. This could be emotional for some of you, possibly. And the light being is now going to come and fully come into this picture. If you're brand new to the program, just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page. And it says Intracell on the scroll bar. We're going to energize her right now. And this energy will be used to help you in this process here. So here we go. Being energized, and I'm going to count to 10. And if you have any energy attachments to you also from the wars, these will also be released from you too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll put some music on here for the next maybe a minute or so, and just enjoy the music as these energies start getting to become released, maybe from you, around you. This also includes graveyards. Okay, I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia, here.
All right. Well, do you want to go ahead and do chakras and mind to heart before we go into the topic?
I think we'll just start on it.
We'll just start.
People will probably be more in their heads during this show since we're talking about why people don't heal. I'll drop everybody down, though, quickly into their heart. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down right now. And there you go. You're going into your heart right now without doing a long procedure here. There. Okay. So this is a portion of the show that we do once in a while, and that the topic is why people don't heal. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are wondering that same question. And to myself, I often wonder. Here we go. I'll try to cover this the best that I can here. You may all realize, if you look underneath the light beam, I have a lot of list of services there. And these are all mind-controlled energies that are being perpetuated, transmitted to us by people and ETs. So they're all under the heading of mind. And these invisible bodies need to be cleaned out, which is one of the major reasons why we don't heal, because we don't deal with those energies. So that's kind of the first part in a nutshell. The second part is, let's say that you had every clearing that I offer here, except for the body which is makes up your physical body, the different holographic imprintings, we'll call it, or layers, or whatever word you want to use there, overlays. And when the light chip works with you, well, let's just first start over again. So let's just say that your body now is empowered, and your spirit now is working with you to heal your body. But it may not know that you're missing part of the bodies that created the physical body, because your body is still physical. And these energetic bodies can have part of itself taken away from you, and the dark side can actually steal that from you. And if you don't have all of your bodies with you, like all of your puzzle pieces, it's very, very hard, if not impossible, to have a healing, because you have to be intact with these energetic bodies. So what happens on the light ship when you go up, you are materialized there with your spiritual blueprint. Now, at that point, are these other bodies that help to make up the physical body, because they can only materialize the energies that are in the light. If the energies are in the darkness, or part of you is missing, they are not going to be able to energize those because it's not on the light ship. So I hope I'm making that clear to everybody. So what happens is the dark side can attach to part of you. We'll say they steal one of your fingers or something because they like the energy of it. And naturally that finger has spirit energy into it, so they're using your little finger to get energy from. Well, you may have a finger problem in this lifetime here. And unless that part of you is returned back to yourself, then you can't have a healing because you're missing that part of your spiritual blueprint. And so what happens is there are a lot of bodies that are that we call contaminated, quarantined by the light shift that cannot go on there because the dark side has attached to them. And so what I have to do down here is actually clean out these bodies and go out in the dark universes and put these bodies back into wholeness and bring them back into the light. So what I'm saying is two different things. Number one is the dark side may have put negativity onto one of your bodies that's going to the light ship, and the light ship will not allow it to come on because it doesn't want to be contaminated itself. Number two is maybe part of another body, we'll say, is now on the dark side energies, and that part of that body can no longer go to the light ship and no longer come back to you because it's missing. So am I making that perfectly clear, Sylvia?
Yes. So basically, just to summarize then, these invisible energetic bodies can sometimes have just a lot of kind of gunk attached to them that's like a dark energy that's kind of contaminating them, in which case that particular body isn't able to go up to the light ship just because it would, you know, risk contaminating the light. And then also, certain pieces of that body or that body can be stolen, just sort of like a piece of a puzzle. from you, and it would have to be found wherever it has been taken to and put back into wholeness before it could be healed.
Yes, that is correct. And the light shift will do that during the healings that I do with people down here. And also, it will all do the same exact thing during the ascension time when you're no longer here. Nothing is in existence. So it's kind of like going into a second-hand store, we'll say, a thrift store, and you see a puzzle there, right? And being that it's used, you're kind of leery about buying it because does it have all those pieces in there? Maybe it's just missing one piece. And so you may be kind of afraid to buy it. Well, this is kind of a similar thing with your body. So the whole thing is your body holding the spiritual integrity that is supposed to be in it? And some of these energies, this is why I do a spirit healing from now to the point of your conception from the light ship itself, to get your spirit fully intact too, because the spirit can be stolen. And that's very easily done because we will our spirit to do different things outside of ourselves, not connecting to your heart to asking the information first. So we can go to a, like I always mention, a dark side practitioner, and I have a clearing for that to clear out the dark side practitioner's mind control spells from you. But, you know, if you haven't even done that, you know, went to a practitioner in this lifetime, it could have, you know, also be in effect in working with you from, you know, 10,000 years ago. That's another problem. So we're talking about why you don't heal. So I'm not trying to lay guilt on anybody here. I'm just trying to give you the facts so you get a better understanding of how complicated it is to have a healing. And people, you know, that may be a wonderful person, you know, they're very, you know, peaceful, they're very loving, and they go, man, I've did everything that I could possibly do on the earth plane here to get a healing, and I just still don't have it. And you wonder, what the heck's going on? Well, that's what it is that you're missing part of your puzzle pieces, or you haven't cleaned out your bodies. Remember, the light ship brings out these bodies to heal, working with the mind energy. And most people don't even know what the heck they are. Most practitioners do not work with these bodies because all of their information is downloaded by the extraterrestrials and the God plane, which is our mass consciousness here, our collective consciousness. So they're not going to tell you what's wrong with you, what to heal, because they don't want to do that. And why would they? Because they want to get the most mileage out of you as they possibly could. This is why the light ship comes, to bring forth its teachings and to bring forth healing. And unfortunately, in the time of Jesus, the healings were just so much more simpler. You know, back then, like in the Bible, you could become baptized. Well, that would take away a lot of your crud, just having the water being poured over you. Okay? And we still have that same process today. People love taking a shower, and they feel much better afterwards. Even if they don't use soap, just going into the water, they feel better because your energetic field is cleaned off. And it's the same way if you wish to clear, say, a crystal. You just put it underneath tap water, and it's cleared within probably 15 seconds. So this process is still in effect, but when Jesus walked the earth, it didn't necessarily, you know, what was, you know, very easy to heal. And the process of the healing, I mean, was like instant, very, very quick. Well, now there's so many corruptible bodies that was created and transmitted to us in this last 2,000-year cycle because we have a lot of technology now that most people have a difficult time healing because there's so much out there. Remember, life is much more complicated, and we get bombarded with all different types of energies. And that's why we do the energy, like little bubble that we put around us here, you know, to get into the present moment, to get rid of mind control energies. So if you're wondering, and if you're a Bible person, you go, well, geez, Jesus just like clicked his fingers, basically, and everybody was healed according to what the Bible stated. Well, yeah, back then it was that simple. Now it's much, much more complicated. Remember, all of your thoughts are stored in you, plus all your ancestors' thoughts. So if you just look at your thoughts that you have, you know, in a week's time, if you could really write them down moment by moment, you know, every minute, write down something, you're going to have a book probably about 2 foot thick. And just think about your whole lifetime and other people's thoughts being projected on you. So this is the problem that we're dealing with, is that these invisible energetic bodies are not being healed, and that's why you do not have a healing take place. So back to you, Sylvia.
So if you if we're talking about the invisible bodies, like, for example, the emotional body, the mental body, the pain body, and these different bodies that we've talked about oftentimes on this program, and you've said many times that when a person is starting out, the best place for them to start is to clear off the emotional body, because that's where so much of that baggage is kind of stuck to. So is that the same thing that you're talking about when you're talking about a body that gets contaminated, or is that a whole different issue?
It's a whole different makeup of you. The invisible energetic bodies that surround you is what we have listed on our list of services. This is energies that are affected by mind control. So these were put in place by the Earth Spirit. So there's many, many bodies that are there that are tending to ward off, to absorb the negative transmissions of stuff coming to you. We'll just call it psychic attack energies. Okay? The other bodies are what's stolen from your spirit and from your body template, okay, your spiritual body template. Remember, you have a divine spiritual template, and these dark energies take that away from you. So we have two different problems here. So we have your spiritual blueprint, which is like a puzzle, okay, like I said, you know, are all your puzzle pieces there? And are they contaminated or not? And then, so that's one whole process of healing. And the other process, which is probably much more involved, at least what we're dealing with physically here that we can talk about, is these other bodies. You know, we have a trauma body, a pain body. These all absorb stuff, emotional body, a feeling body. And so there's two different ways to look at healing. Just clearing out one of those may not be enough for you. Now, some people may not have any problem with the spiritual blueprint body. You know, everybody is different. Everybody does get healings, though, too. But I'm talking about people who have had a problem in their life that they've maybe had it for maybe, you know, 2 years to maybe, you know, 20, 30 years, and they say, man, I just can't get rid of this thing. And, you know, whatever I have, it just it's haunting me. I have it for life. Well, this is what I'm talking about. So if you're listening and you have that type of problem, that you've tried everything possible, maybe even light shift healings, okay, well, next thing to do is to get those corruptible bodies healed. So you first want to work on the ones that are around us by the Earth Spirit to keep the energies from coming into us. But you very possibly may have part of your spiritual blueprint stolen by the dark side, and you can never get a healing. This is why I mentioned this on the show before, because that body needs to be complete, and you have to bring back the puzzle pieces to you so that your body can align with that spiritual blueprint. Remember, the part of you that's missing may not be with you ever, and so this part needs to be completed, and this is the whole process of why people have tried all different types of modalities of healing, and it just doesn't work, because maybe your spiritual blueprint is not intact. And so you have to get your spiritual blueprint into wholeness. And the light shift can do that. And these are normally the bodies that are contaminated, that are corruptible. And either they're corruptible in you or they're just not even there. So if you have a problem with that, maybe you're listening and you've had maybe some type of illness for 20 years and you've tried all different types of things and this hasn't worked for you, well, more than likely you have not even known about these corruptible bodies, and you might be missing a piece of your physical body blueprint. That needs to be returned back to you so that you can have a healing. Remember, you have to have all the puzzle pieces in alignment in order to have a healing. If you're missing something, it may not work for you, whatever you do, because you have to have that energy with you. I hope I'm making sense to everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a couple of people that have asked on the fast chat. So if you do have one of these puzzle pieces missing, do you have to go out and find it and return it to you, or can the light ship just create a new one for you?
Well, I'll just ask you, everybody, that question. Would you have soldiers, you know, missing in action, MIAs, would you like to just leave them abandoned wherever they are? Okay. So the light ship will go out and find those pieces during the ascension time. So that's one thing, but naturally you're still living right now and ascension hasn't happened yet. So yes, when I do a session with people, the light ship will go out and hopefully find the parts of you that are missing. So I hope that answered that question. Remember, you're as important, you know, to the light ship as everything else is, you know, because you're still made of the 12 source energies. So just think of yourself as missing one of those 12 source energies in you, or just a piece of it. You know, it's, you know, you're divine, and the divine has to find part of itself. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, because the darkness is here. And also we have free will to bring in darkness into our lives by doing these just really weird treatments and transmissions from people, and not going to your heart to find out if that's a proper thing to do, you know. So back to you, Sylvia.
So we have a few people that have asked what the name of the clearing is that you're talking about. So would this be on the services list, the quarantined bodies clearing?
Yeah, that would be the quarantined body clearing, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if everyone is looking or later on wants to look at the list of the services, which you can find, I think below, there's a link right below the beautiful picture of the light being on your monitor, or you can always go to the creationlightship.com website. But if you look under the current lifetime clearings, there is on the far right column about the, I think it's the third one down, at least on the printed list. I don't know how it is on the online list, but it says quarantined bodies clearing. So that's the clearing that we're talking about as far as healing these bodies that are part of the spiritual blueprint of the person that are sometimes missing or corrupted.
Yes. And so far, I think I've seen with some people as many as 30 bodies that's been corrupted. I would say most people typically have at least a half a dozen of those, okay? So if you're just wondering if you have that yourself, you probably do, yes. Uh-huh. And that could be the reason why maybe you're not healing. I can't say guarantee that, but you have to be whole and complete. I think you all understand that, so we should be on the same page. If you're missing part of yourself, there's no way you could ever have a healing if part of you is not here. Okay, so you have to have all your puzzle pieces. And you could even have all your puzzle pieces, but it could be quartered to the dark side energy. And that has to get released also. They'll be taking away your energy. So there's all different ways of looking at it. But when I work with somebody, I can clear one of those. In fact, what I'll do right now is do a clearing for one of your bodies, since we're talking about this. So sit back and relax here. I'll do all that I can do here. Normally it takes at least half an hour to hour and a half per body. So I'm going to have a light ship do this for you for the next part of the show here. So I won't be involved in this myself. So they'll be doing one of your bodies, and then I'll ask people to respond just to see how they're feeling. Maybe let's do it like at 50 after the hour here. So we got basically 20 minutes here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, wow, that's really fantastic that the light ship is trying to step in to do this healing. So I guess while that's going on, can we also just talk a little bit about our animals and pets? One thing I've noticed is that and I think most people would agree who are pet lovers, that sometimes, you know, your cat or dog curls up in your lap, and it just seems to have such a healing effect. And sometimes even people take their pets to, you know, old, you know, people's homes to have them have a chance to, you know, pet the animal, and it's been proven to lower blood pressure and things like that. And that would be, I guess, the first part of the question. And the second part is, how can we help our animals heal? Do they have the same problem that we do?
Yes, the animals do have problems, because remember, the animals don't really have judgment. You know, they may have judgment on what they're eating and maybe the way they run their life, as far as maybe being in fear of different things. So I can do emotional healings on animals as they've been traumatized, and most animals have been. But as far as the healing aspect, if you have a pet or animal, it more than likely is going to be helping to heal you. This is probably why it's in your life. So I do get questions from people off and on. They say, gee, Ron, can you help my animal? It has a certain illness to it. And I go, well, yeah, I can. I said, but have you healed that same illness in you yet, because the animal has probably taken on the illness that you have. And that's why it's probably in your life to heal you. So I can possibly do an animal healing, and the light chip can do that, but the cause is still there, which is you. So if animals do have a problem, I would suggest that you first heal that condition in yourself so that your animal can have relief and have a healing done. So back to you, Sylvia.
So if animals can sometimes pick up the illness of the human that they're with, can that also work in the reverse? Can people pick up theirs as well?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I don't think it's that common, but yes, I'm sure that it could happen that way too, that you could have the empathy to help an animal and you could pick up its pain, its trauma, and run it through yourself and maybe manifest an illness that way too. I heard a saying a long time ago that sometimes people's animals kind of look like the owners sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I was walking in New York, and I saw this man with his big mustache, you know, and then I saw a leash, and I looked down, and there was a little Scotty dog. Oh, anyway, aside from that, I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before we continue, I'll just ask if anyone is experiencing anything or feeling any of this clearing that the light ship is doing with you now. We would love to hear from you on the fast chat. And I'll also just make an announcement here in case you haven't heard about our new sponsorship program. It's really been a wonderful and exciting thing for the light ship and for the listeners, and that is that any individual listener who would like to sponsor one particular date of the radio program can do that, and then that show will be dedicated to them, and they can come on the air live with us, ask all the questions that they would like to ask, and request the particular healing samples that they want to experience, as well as the divine energies that they'd like to have brought in from the light ship to experience. So it's just wonderful, and we've had several people so far. Let's see, Pauline and Kyle and Annika, and it's just been really wonderful having them with us in that way and for them to have that experience to just feel the incredible love energy that the light ship surrounds them with during that experience. And we do have one coming up this Saturday, which is Chris is going to be on. I believe he's from Florida, and he's wonderful young man, and he's one of our listeners, and he'll be on the show sponsoring this Saturday. So doing the sponsorship also is very helpful to the Lightship. So if you'd like to check into that, please go to the website, creationlightship.com, and on the menu bars along the left-hand side of the page, the home page, you'll find a section for sponsorship down quite a ways on the left. So you can check that out for yourself if you'd like to. And I'll just pick up a couple more questions, Ron, now on the fast chat. So we had one question, I believe it was from Ed. I can't read it any longer, but he was talking about, you know, just working on a couple specific areas that haven't really healed for him, even though he's done a lot of work on that. And I believe he mentioned that he felt like his spirit was ignoring him and not allowing that area to have a healing. And maybe you could respond to that.
Well, it's kind of what I was talking about earlier, basically. The spirit may only be ignoring that location or that part because maybe that part is no longer going to the light ship for healing. Maybe it's been taken by the dark side. Let's just say that hypothetically you have maybe a problem with maybe, let's just say, your right earlobe, okay? And maybe it has an infection there, and it's always has the skin, you know, kind of coming off, and you've been dealing with your right earlobe for a long time. Well, maybe the dark side has your right earlobe someplace, so, and your spirit can't put all of this divine energy into it because part of those invisible bodies, which make up the earlobe, is no longer there. So you don't have the complete blueprint. And so what's happening is the dark side now is putting in the divine place of your divine blueprint, a blueprint of darkness. And so you could do all that you can do physically down here and everything else, and even asking your spirit to heal you. And it's doing, it's healing all that's there, but what's missing is not healing, and it's attached to the dark side in that other location. And so when you blend all the spiritual blueprints together, you have a problem where the blueprint is actually the dark side energy. And no way can that ever have a healing, because your spirit does not work with darkness. So this is kind of what I'm trying to indicate, is that the quarantine bodies, if you've had a problem for quite a while, then this is why you need to have that healing done, because those bodies need to be intact in you, in your physical makeup of your spiritual body, of who you are, which manifests here physically. So I hope that maybe shed some light on it. So I would suggest, you know, possibly if you have that condition of any type and you've worked on yourself a lot, to see if you have any corruptible bodies and how many that you have, and work on those so that you can have spiritual integrity, so your spirit can enter into those bodies to heal it, take away the judgment out of them. So, and also, you know, it could go even further into, you know, past lives for people. So there's many things. Like I mentioned on one of the shows, you know, a person comes to me with a sore finger, and I just see it as a sore finger that they just caused a problem just right now with their finger. Well, as you start looking at it, the person starts talking more and more, and they mention about how, you know, they have a sore finger now, but, you know, 10 years ago they hit it with a hammer, and 10 years before they had it broken, and then naturally they had it cut with a knife, and, you know, and you go on, you go, wow, there's really a lot of trauma in this finger. And then they keep going on and say, well, my father had his finger, you know, amputated at the age of 40, and, you know, I'm coming to the age of 40 myself. Is that going to happen to me? Well, good possibility, yes, Remember, history repeats itself. Just because it's not you doing it, the history is still there. And then you go into past lives, and he says, well, my grandfather had a bad finger also. And so right away, that's a clue that, hey, watch out. You know, you have density in your finger. So what you're dealing with right now is not just that it just happened, you know, once in a blue moon. You're dealing with a tremendous amount of energy that's behind this. And you need to get all those things taken out of you in order to have your body heal. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, Ron, that makes so much sense. You know, as you're explaining this, you know, for myself, I've experienced all of what you've talked about, you know, as far as sometimes I've had instantaneous healings. Other times it seems to have taken a while to work on one particular issue. And yet again, sometimes there are certain things that just don't seem to you know, necessarily respond, or haven't responded yet. And it just really makes a lot of sense when you look at it in this light, and as far as what we actually have to do. And it's amazing to me that the light ship is, you know, coming forward with this divine intervention, because, you know, talk about a task to do all this work yourself, you know, especially when the information even to how to do it, or that you need to do it, isn't even readily available, you know. And it kind of explains why a lot of people that are, you know, really dedicated and sincere as far as their spiritual practice goes, and they're really trying to move forward, and, you know, just feel like no matter what they do, they're not really kind of getting through the barriers that are preventing them from getting all of this, you know, stuff cleared out. And so it's really, it really is kind of a complex process, sort of like peeling an onion and all these different layers, and where you're going to find the answer to one particular problem that you're having, which layer that's going to be on is hard to say when you're starting out, isn't it?
Yes, and then you have your clone parallel lifetimes. You know, what's happening there? You know, so, and is your spirit being stolen there and having corruption done to it also? So the whole process is, you know, like in the time of Jesus, like I said, it's so much easier to do healings back then. It was a snap, believe me. And now it's just so much more complicated because of all the mind energies and the people not really listening to what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. Remember, his teachings are very simple, and he even commented that many times in the body that they're not going to get this. You know, if you start reading some of the Bible scriptures, he says about how his information is going to be thrown away. People won't understand it. They won't get it, and they want to go back to the original ways. And that's what's happened, is that nobody really truly understood and kept with that energy of just staying within and go within and keep your spirit whole and complete. And so if the humanity would have listened to his teachings and stayed with it, we would have no problems today on this planet Earth. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm seeing a question from Ed. Can the light ship create a missing parts report for a person?
Well, they can do that, but they have to first attempt to find you because they need to get you out of that situation. If they can't find you, then I would imagine they could possibly do that, yes. Whether they'll do it in this lifetime, I cannot guarantee that. But that's why they come every 2,000 years. So from that aspect, I would say they would go out first to locate you. And remember, there's been a lot of, I know for a fact that there's people who have lost part of their spirits for thousands of years, okay? And the light ship still hasn't found the parts of you. And so this is why you have not ever done the ascension, because how do you ascend when you're missing part of yourself? This is why the earth spirit now is collecting its energy for the ascension. It's pulling out its energy out of the mountains, out of the trees, out of everything on this planet, so that it can leave here with a clean slate. And this is what you probably are recognizing that you're doing also, because you may notice that you're disattaching from things. And this is because you cannot have your energy in anything on this planet for the ascension, because you're not of the planet energy. You need to come back and like backpedal and bring all your energies back to yourself. This is what everybody is doing now. And that could be also interpreted as saying that you are increasing your vibration, which only means you're getting more of yourself to yourself. And this is the whole process. You know, it's a very good question, Ed. But whether or not that can be done, I can't say 100% that it can be. But the light ship is doing all that it can do. Remember, it's the part of you. It's your genetics. It's your spirit. And how the body, the physical body that your spirit was in, how it abused spiritual law. Okay? So if for some reason five lifetimes ago you wanted to become a dark sorcerer or witch or whatever, working with energies that were negative, and you willed your spirit into these dark universes, you know, you may not ever be found. And that's not the light ship's fault. It's the fact that you had free will here, and this is what you did to yourself. Will the light ship look for you? Yes. It looks for everybody every 2,000 years at ascension time. Can they find you? I can't guarantee that. I know people are here that are not whole and complete. So and they keep looking every 2,000 years for the parts that are missing. But that's not the light ship's responsibility, because they created you whole and complete. It's your free will. It's the body that you are in that connected to the dark side with your free will, knowing that it was happening. Even if you went to a dark side practitioner, you should have went to your heart first. You didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus that he gave 2,000 years ago. So this is kind of the whole process is why you're not healing. It's because you got tangled up with the dark side and you got tied up in judgment and maybe parts of you are missing. So it's a very it's a question that I really can't state, but I hope I answered all that I could do as far as the question. So if you're asking me, can it materialize parts of you? It may want to look for the old parts first. So I really can't say 100% that it can do that, because if it did do that, then it would abandon part of itself. You know, and you all know probably how you feel about MIAs. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's kind of like the most incredible, gigantic puzzle of the universe, it sounds like, you know, to kind of sort this out. And I can't even imagine how the light ship is able to do it. But I'm very happy that they come to do it. So are there other clearings that you can think of that would specifically address this in addition to the quarantined bodies clearing?
Yes. What I would say talking about the negative energies affecting you, okay, you definitely want to have the parallel life clearings. I do two of those. One is for cloned Earth, cloned bodies, and the second one is for cloned bodies on dark side planets or universes. Those two you want to get your spirit back out of. And this will help you bring more of your spirit back to you. And so that's one of the clearings. The other one is with your poor body. Your poor body is connected to all these planets. And there's thousands of them courting you. And you want to get your body, you know, disconnected. This is why I do the planetary clearing for people. And it's a wonderful clearing because all of a sudden some of your aches and pains actually start to leave you and you start feeling better. So just think of yourself with a physical term of having a bunch of leeches on you, taking away your life force energy. And your poor spirit is trying to give you all that it can for life force. And your body's working with the earth energy also because it's created from the earth with its own life force energy, but yet you're being drained completely. So if you are a person who has been, you know, really tired, maybe you have some kind of illness where you have like chronic fatigue, we'll say, more than likely, those two healings could do a lot for you because you need your spirit energy, number one, to be in with you completely, which is the parallel life clearing, and then the other one is with your body. So they both work hand in hand. So those two are definite clearings that you want to have done. So back to you, Sylvia.
I wanted to mention and say thank you to Mary Ann. She's coming on the fast chat and mentioned that she felt a tingling sensation in the area of her finger where she hasn't had healing, I guess, before as the lightship was doing this clearing today. So that's wonderful. And also that she would like to sponsor one of the radio programs. So that's great. We're really excited and would absolutely love to have you on the program, Marianne, so thank you. Really good question here from Dreamer. Is it really free will here with the mind control prison planet situation that we have going on?
I got a laugh.
Yeah,
they tell you have free will. Ask anybody. Anyway, yeah, you have the free will that they're allowing you to have. Yes, you do have free will according to that. You know, you can get up in the morning, you can brush your teeth, you can turn left and right and jump up and down and get in your car, but the thoughts that you're having, you know, is not thoughts that are actually free to you. Remember, when you tap into energies of your mind to give you ideas and things like this, you're actually getting the ideas from mass consciousness controlled by the ETs. So naturally, they're going to tell you what they want you to believe. And this is what's happening. If you notice, just kind of presently with the economic situation, which I think is all being fed by mind control and fear, you know, one person is like the sky is falling. You know, I kind of look at it, if these kind of get into the physical aspect here, if the banking systems on the planet were so corrupt, you know, they've been corrupt for a long time, why do they want them to fall at this time at 9/11? That's about when everything started happening in September, around that date. So it must be a key point for the dark side to come in and to do its dirty deeds. And everything's run emotionally in the stock market, so all of a sudden you realize that, geez, you know, the people have had mortgages problems, you know, are they really that much more worse than what they were before? And now because of the fear tactics with everybody tapping into that, you know, the sky is falling. And it's because of all the mind control fear that's being transmitted. You know, the banking systems, you know, more than likely are still corrupted, and everything else is still corrupted. But why did it happen all of a sudden? Why didn't we go into pure mode a year ago and have the same hysteria happening? So I just see that as more mind control happening to cause pain, trauma, to traumatize people, to scare people. Remember, the dark side's living out this year, and they want to take you down so you can't ascend, so that you are worried about all this type of stuff. Anyway, that's about all I'm going to say about the physical stuff here. That's not my forte, but that's kind of how I view it here. You know, if somebody came on the TV and said, oh, man, we got all kinds of sales right now at Christmas time. It's booming. Within one day, the whole economic situation everywhere would turn around. You know, people would start spending money, and they wouldn't be in the fear mode. But yet they tell you how bad it is, how there's Black Friday, and how the stores aren't going to be surviving, and now we have car layoffs of people working for the, you know, the car companies, and how, you know, GM's almost going to go belly up, eliminating a lot of its car lines, and how Chrysler may be bought by GM, etc. Well, all this is just fabricated. It's just a dark side fabrication of mind control to freak people out. And people hear about it, and then they don't spend any money, which makes it worse for everybody. Then you have layoffs, so nobody can buy cars and everything else. So this is kind of how I see it. So again, are you controlled by the mind or the dark side? Well, you can answer that question yourself right now probably pretty clearly. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a lot of really interesting comments from Pauline, and that's probably a subject for another show since we're basically out of time today. But that is the subject of, you know, how people can sometimes take on things from other people or mix their energies with other people, either sexually or what have you, and then have pieces or parts of themselves lost as well. And probably we could address this topic of the parallel lifetimes and the clone planets a little bit more in depth, maybe on the next program. And let's see. I guess also Ed has a great question, which is, can we undo bad old choices and reverse them completely, and then get these parts of ourselves back by doing so?
Well, I've seen people out and about, and they say a negative thought. So what they do is say, oh, erase, 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 or clear, 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 erase. Well, that doesn't do anything. You know, you're not going to take a thought back because it's already imprinted somewhere, especially in your body. So you don't want to say something to begin with. So as far as going back in time and making amends, you have to clean it out of you. Just thinking about it. Remember, our mind's very powerful, and it will tell you what you want to know. Not that it's true or not. It's like reading a book. If you think it's in print, it must be, you know, sacred text or something. And what you have to realize is that, you know, just by thinking about something or wishing it away, it's not going to go away until you actually physically clear it out of your body. And that's what has to be done. So I hope that answered your question. It looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here. So remember, the light only works in the now. So if you're a new-time listener to the program and you're going, gee, Ron's talking about the dark side. It's supposed to be a show of light. Well, if you don't have the truth, you can't be in the light, because you have to know what's preventing you from coming into the light. And this show is all about that and to do healings with you. So the main thing is to know the light only works in the now, has no future to it, and the future that you're having predicted is the dark side's agenda for you. And remember, the dark side has a script, like your natal chart, of mind control, of controlling your body, controlling your life, and this is how you want to get out of it. This is why we talk about situations of the dark a little bit, so that you have free choice. You know, when you're empowered and you know the truth, then you do have that choice to make a change in your life. And this is why we do so many of these clearings that's listed here, you know, underneath the light beam. These are all mind control energy clearings. And so there's no one else doing these clearings because they don't have the horsepower to do it. They can't read your spiritual blueprint. The light chip created you. This is why this is brought forth now at this particular time for ascension. So back to you, Sylvia. I will say we're doing a special call on January 3rd. It's $20, a four-hour conference call. And if you really want to feel the new energies for 2009 for ascension, we'll go through each month, 1 month at a time during this call. So connect with me, and it's only $20. So blessings to all of you. I'll be signing off, and you can say something if you wish, Sylvia.
Well, we're out of time, so I'll say blessings and good night, and we'll see you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night, everybody.